Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Hill. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Donnells. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eric Hansen. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a pop-up into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tinsley takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Tinsley. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Tinsley steals second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Tinsley scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Greenwell moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Greenwell scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Donnells strikes out. One out. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alicia for the out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into right field. O'Leary picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Leary. Alomar moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Donnells. Thome moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Donnells is 0 for 1 in the game. Donnells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alicia strikes out. One out. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tinsley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tinsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alicia scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Vaughn moves to third. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento has Vaughn trapped. There's the throw to Alomar and over to Tommy, who tags Vaughn for the out. Greenwell moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Greenwell scores. O'Leary moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Donnells is 0 for 2 in the game. Donnells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0 for 2 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Alicia reaches second base with a double. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Tinsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alicia scores. Tinsley moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive towards third. Donnells reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to second. Matt Stairs pinch hits for Mike McFarlane. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Greenwell moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. O'Leary moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Donnells is 0-for-3 in the game. Donnells hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez, who is chasing the ball. Donnells reaches third base with a triple. O'Leary scores. Stairs goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alicia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Donnells tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tinsley takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Plunk fires to first and picks off Tinsley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Bill Hazelman now catching. Willie McGee now playing right field. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguilera fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.